Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Guided Souls.
Damn.
This is Medium Ishani. I am a certified angelic life coach, realm reader, angel card reader, natural and Reiki healer. I am a spiritual teacher, past life, and hugging guru. But most of all, I am a vessel and clear channel for God and the angels to flow through. You can find out more about me at www.mediumishani.com. Ishani is spelled E-S-H-N-E. Also on Facebook at facebook.com/mediumishani, or just search Medium Ishani on Facebook.
And this is Spirit Guided Intuitive Life Coach and Angel Talker, Comfy Crystal. You can find me at www.comfysoul.com, that's S-O-U-L, and also on facebook.com/comfysoul, or just search for Comfy Soul on Facebook or Twitter.
We are put here to help you remember are never alone. God, the angels, your spirit guides, crossed over loved ones, are helping lost souls navigate through this lifetime. We're here to tell you there are no coincidences. We're here to confirm what you believe and make you more powerful in your prayers. We polish your natural God-given abilities that make you the superheroes of your life and the lives of others.
We also do psychic and angel card readings, teach classes, and do spiritual counseling to transform people's lives. So catch our show daily, Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, either live or via a downloaded podcast. You can take some classes with our spiritual family on meetup.com/ourspiritualconnection, or get private one-on-one sessions from anywhere in the world to jumpstart your spirit. You can find all of this info again on blogtalkradio.com under Guided Souls. Let the magic begin.
And it begins right now. What happened to the, you didn't have the sprinkles or the magic pixie dust? What happened?
I don't know. I thought you were sparkly enough that we didn't need pixie dust today.
Mm-hmm.
You can see him in his tutu. It's really nice.
I am pretty in my tutu. Whatever. This week, if you have noticed, has been a cosmic backdoor. It has not been it has not been pretty. We have a we had a full blood moon. We also are in Mercury retrograde. So if your friends and family are running around like jackaling or hyenas on a hiatus and having fun and yelling at you for no that to happen because craziness is going on right now. The stars are all out of whack.
So there has been various reactions to this depending on your zodiac and your astrological sign.
Yes.
There's been some people who are all fiery and feisty as this Mercury retrograde is in a under a fire sign right now.
Mm-hmm.
So some people are being propelled despite the technical difficulties, their computers breaking down, their cars giving up on them, et cetera, et cetera. Still wanting to push forward and having enough fire to keep them moving in a forward direction. And then there are others who are curling up into a little ball and wanting to beat somebody up who comes near their little armadillo shell. So you might experience a few different reactions and you're wondering why everybody's extremely crazy on one end or the other. And maybe you guys can share some of what's going on with you when you call. We're curious. I want to know how other people are doing and what your signs are.
Yes.
And just have a better idea of how to deal, because we spent the previous days of this week going over different things such as the synchronicities and paying attention to signs,
mm-hmm.
Staying on your path and being able to surrender and staying in alignment. And it's especially important to do things like trying to stay in alignment and being really consciously aware of what's off in your life in order for you to stay on your path and kind of feel somewhat sane as you transition through different things. And doesn't necessarily just have to be astrological or planetary. It's also things that life throws at you as lessons or trials that are meant for you to grow and learn from. And it's when we don't learn from them and we don't grow that we have a much more difficult time. We repeat the same instances. And most importantly, what matters to you guys today, this being with your twin flame.
Yes. So this week, Crystal has already hurled a vase, three pots and pans at my forehead. I have 3 dents and 45 stitches.
There are no stitches. He's kidding. His forehead's already dented.
Oh, whatever. I have 2 black eyes.
You're black.
You're so racist. So if this is happening to you, it's okay. We're riding through this thing with you. And regardless of what's going on, the one thing I have learned from all of this, from anything, is that you have a choice. You have a choice, whether it's in a friendship or a relationship, doesn't matter. You have a choice on which to choose. A lot of us are immediately put on defense mode when ego steps in. If somebody questions our ego at all, and believe it or not, our sane minds don't catch it. Our subconscious catches it. And immediately our subconscious fights back. Like, you're doing something to my ego. This is my way of survival, so I'm not going to allow it. And when you come from a place of peace and say, you know what, it does not matter what you say. It does not matter the way you're acting, because I am myself, can choose to engage or I can choose to disengage. And believe me, there are tons of situations that we go back to and we regret because we have let our ego get in the way. I want to remind you that there are tons of people in prison for letting their egos get in the way. And I guarantee you 99.9% of them regret letting their ego getting the best of them.
And most of them stay there because they don't know how to make the change. Some of
right.
them are willing,
yes.
but they still don't know how because it's too hard for them to look at the lessons, take a look at themselves, and make the choice to go the other way.
Yes, it's extremely hard for, and depending on what circles you're in, it's even that much harder when you get out and you're in the real world and you're around people and you have to learn to just not attack somebody who's attacking you. It's even in a relationship, when you're around your people, if you're around your relatives, if you're around your cousins or whatever, brothers and sisters, moms or dads, it's really up to you to make the decision on whether or not to attack back. And what I've learned is just, I've learned to just shut my mouth. I've learned to just, you know what, I don't care what's going on. I don't care who wins the fight. I don't care. I just want peace. And so sometimes I will just not do anything.
All I'm hearing is Tina Turner. I don't care who's wrong or right. I don't really want to fight no more.
You're out of tune. I don't understand. But, yeah. Exactly. That's where you want to be. And when you get to that point where you just choose peace, you're going to understand that when the other person is coming at you out of ego and you are in tune, like we've talked about, you are in integrity with yourself, nothing matters. You can stand up for yourself and say, you know what, I'm not okay with that, I'm not cool with that, and be done with it. Just, that's it. That's all you have to say. And if the other person comes at you like an attacking wolf, you just walk away and you're good. But in relationships, especially if you're in a soulmate relationship, oh my goodness, it is almost a battle to the death because you have not learned how to deal with one another.
There is a difference between putting all that energy and effort into a relationship that's a soulmate relationship versus a twin flame relationship. So let's talk about that for a second so people understand why they're calling in case they've never heard the show. So, and there's always some confusion, and even people who have been educated on twin flames still have a lot of questions, which is why we're working on writing a book. And we're wanting to share the story so you guys get the real answers and you get the real deal on what the differences really are and what's going on and how to deal with them.
And if you believe that you have a story that you want to share with the world, if you believe you've been in a soulmate relationship and you know how this goes, and you believe that you've been in a twin flame relationship, we would love to hear from you. We want your email. We want you to message us. We would love to have you in the book. So with that said, what a soulmate is someone who comes into your life to teach you a lesson. This be your mom, your dad, your brother, your sister, your dog, your cat, your mouse, your hamster, your mailman, your person in the grocery store, whatever it is. These are people who come in your life for just a little while, teach you a lesson, and then move on. You either grow up and grow out of them, or there's going to be a definite situation change. That is a soulmate.
And a twin flame is that other half of your soul, that other piece of you that is going to find you again in an eventual lifetime where you've learned the lessons and are now prepared and ready to meet this soulmate. So these other people that come in that are here to teach you a lesson, they or may not stay with you for the rest of your life, especially if it's a mom or what have you. But they're here to teach you lessons and be a mirror for you so that you can understand what things you need to learn in order to be with your twin flame. So when you meet your twin flame, There may still be that familiarity, that connection of you feel familiar, you're like my best friend, things that you've also felt with soulmates, except for this will be the final lesson. This will be where you two come together with all the lessons that you've learned. You feel like you're pretty much the best person you could possibly be until that challenge with the twin flame. And this is where you each share what you've learned and you have one last lesson that you teach each other. And this relationship is very intense. And it's intense in the way that you've never had a connection like this with any other person in your entire life. It's that extra step. It's that thing you're looking for. And while there are moments, king and queen and prince and princess, and it's the whole fairy tale going on, there are other moments of, why does this feel like everything else that I was in? But what makes you come out of that is your level of communication, the way that you're able to work it out in a way that you've never been able to do before, the way that you can't stay away from each other because it's not worth staying away from each other. It doesn't feel right. And so there's a difference between that and the things we do where in soulmate relationships where we feel needier, where we don't know what to do with ourselves when they're not around, when we don't know how to have a good time, when we feel like something's missing still, and there's a whole bunch of reasons. So if you do believe that you found your twin flame, or after having listened to the show you have, I know there's a couple of you out there, we've heard from you, I would love for you to contact either myself, Crystal at Comfy Soul, or Media Nishani, and find our Facebook pages, send us a message or an email through our website, and we would love to have an interview with you and determine whether or not you're for our Twin Flame book. So if you'd love to tell your story, we would love to hear it. I've already talked to some very interesting people. There's amazing situations. I cannot wait to share them with the world, and I really, really think it's very important, and I'm really, really proud of these people calling and doing this, because not just because they want to share their story because it's so incredible and they don't get to normally tell it with somebody else, but also because it's important that they do this work and share it with others, that what they've gone through, they share so that other people can have a candle lighting their way. You never want to do this alone. We're all here together on the planet for a reason. So there's no need to be by yourself and not share the story and not hear how it works, because there's so many different little nuances in knowing whether or not you're with your one true love. It will feel different, but there will be times where one of you might keep running, one of you might doubt it, and it's not always that you know that you know that you know. But there's something in your heart and soul that says, I can't see anything else. It doesn't make sense to do anything else that I've done before, because this is so different.
And in a twin flame relationship, one of the distinct differences between a soulmate and a twin flame is in a twin flame relationship, you are one. So you don't want to intentionally hurt the other person. A twin flame will go out of their way and to not hurt the other person. In a soulmate relationship, it's you do something to me, I'm going to cut you. That is a soulmate relationship where you don't give a rat's whether or not you hurt the other person. And you'll know right away if you're in one of those situations. If this person is constantly lying to you, you'll be like, okay, this is not what I want. This is not, and you'll be like, okay, why is this person constantly lying to me? Because they don't give a rat's whether or not they hurt you. They don't care. But in a twin flame relationship, you don't want to hurt one another. So you'll be like, okay, I'm sorry, I did this. And admit it, and you'll get through it, because you know that that person is going to be there for you.
Yeah, so if you're going to go camping and you guys are kind of snippy and you find honey in your underwear, you're pretty much not with the right person. You're not going to end up in a good situation.
No, not at all. If you are eating chicken and there's some white residue on it, and you smell it, and it smells like rat poison, you are not in the right relationship.
I know some people who have been slowly poisoned by their spouse, so this is not far-fetched. Everyone, please take care of yourself. She almost got away with it, too.
Did she?
Almost.
At the brakes.
Almost.
That is definitely a soulmate relationship. So, with that said, we have a lot of callers on the line, so are you ready? You know what? Before we do that, I want to ask you if we can let a little bit of the cat out of the bag. We have been working on an incredible project. It's about to hit the market. We are a couple steps from actually doing so, so I want to put you on the spot, on the air. Can we say what we've been doing? All right. So with that said, we have created Twin Flame Soulmate Tarot cards. Yes, and they are completely done. They will be up on Amazon for pre-order pretty much either today or tomorrow.
So get ready. Stay posted on the Facebook pages. And we'll inform you. Also, there's a class coming up in about 2 weeks. There'll be a sign-up for a free class that we're offering with another partner. If you were listening to one of the previous Twin Flame Fridays, we had a guest Miss Nicole Abundance, and we're going to do a course together with her. It's a free class, and we just want to get the information out there, and she has some different points of view that she'd like to share, and I'd really like for you guys to hear her two cents and get some guidance from her. She's a fantastic coach and really, really intuitive. And men, if you're listening, men, she has an entire course in a men's coaching program just for men that she's had wild success with. And if you're looking for that big wild love, you're going to love our free class that we're going to teach with her. For that, we're going to announce that in about 2 weeks. And as far as the twin flame and soulmate angel cards, these are definitely not something you've ever seen before. They do not work like traditional cards. They were designed in conjunction with Archangel Ariel and
Metatron.
And Metatron and Raguel and Michael for protection. But Ariel was very, very involved in the making of these cards. And she is very clear that we need to get them out to you guys as soon as possible. So we're going to make some steps to get them out as quickly as possible, and then later there will be a course that goes with it so that you can learn how to read them better and have more guidance on if you want to use this in your own business or if you want to do readings for other people. So these cards are far, far different. They're going to give you information that you're not going to ever be able to get from any deck. I don't care what you buy. I've bought them all. Ishani's got a whole other set of 20 himself, and they still never gave us the answers that we're really looking for, the same ones that you guys call in to the show for on Fridays. So we made these special because of you guys. So we want to thank you for calling and giving us the honor and the privilege of talking with you and help doing readings for you, because it helped us develop tools that are going to help you in return. And this helps fill our hearts with joy and love, because we're doing our service, we're doing what God wants us to do, and we're all helping each other.
And we clearly understand that with the radio show and with how many people are actually out there who need the help, we can't help them all. We can't do it. We only have so much time in our lifetime in which to get to these people. So when we created these items, there are definitely things that stand out. If you wanted to know a person's hair color, if you wanted to know your twin flame's eye color,
if you want to know where you're going to meet them, if you want to know how you're getting introduced, if you want to know how long it's going to be, this is why we made the cards, because we want you to be able to help yourselves and help others.
Yeah. So there's a intermediate, and there's a medium, and then there's an expert level with these cards. So if you're an expert and you get into the class, you'll be able to skyrocket off and do your own thing. And I guarantee you, you will have millions of people just clamoring for you to give them a reading.
Yes, relationship coaches, get ready, because this is going to blow your business up.
Yes. So with that said, we're going to go to our first caller. So first caller with the last numbers, 2195, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, guys. How are you?
We are great.
Congrats on your cards. I'm excited to read them.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
April in North Carolina.
All right. April.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
So are you guys twin flames?
We wouldn't think so. That's not happening.
Maybe it'll there'll be more clarity after a Mercury retrograde.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a doozy for sure. This whole Mercury retrograde.
So how did that affect you?
Well, I posted a couple job postings on Craigslist, and they just didn't show up. And it's been insane. Just electronics.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying the other day. I was trying to post some stuff on Facebook, and I swear I had to do it like 1,000 times just to get one post. Mm-hmm. Crazy.
Yep. Yeah.
So what can we have to see today?
Well, I guess I would like to know if I've met my soulmate or not.
Have you met your soulmate? Well, I can answer that right now. Yes, you have met a soulmate. But as we had deciphered before, do you think you've met your twin flame?
Well, I thought I had until you said they don't hurt each other.
Oh, okay.
But I kind of still think my best friend is my twin flame.
Okay. And why do you think that?
Because we pretty much match each other and, like, just, it's crazy. We just have a very deep connection. We can pretty much talk telepathically and, yeah.
Okay. That's definitely one of them where you can talk telepathically.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of, depending on the closeness of our relationship and how much closer we've gotten to the twin flame, where it is harder and harder to tell the difference between that 98% soulmate versus the twin flame. So in the case where maybe your twin flame has not and is not going to incarnate in this lifetime. So say they're guiding you from the other side and they brought you someone who's 99.9% them, they're meaning for you to stay with that person. So the problem where people start to get antsy, and the reason that a lot of people who are more in the age range where they've done a lot of dating, they've learned a lot of lessons, and they get to this point, they start asking these questions on the show because now they're getting to a point where it's harder and harder to tell. The relationships have become far more quality. And at the same time, you're like, is that it? Because I know it's not all going to be, you know, cheesecake with cherries on top. There's going to be some stuff. So there's going to be a little bit of confusion when you get closer to the twin flame, because there's going to be instances where you're going to be like, oh, I thought it was, and then this happened, and I don't know, and that really broke my heart. But then it was like, well, did they do that on purpose? And, you know, like, yes, it's going to hurt, but did they do it on purpose? Are they purposely trying to do something to you? So what I'm getting for you right now is that you're in the right situation, or at least for the time being. And this is a very, very tight race. And there's a few things that need to be unveiled before that determination is made. So at this point in time, they're asking for you to know that it'd be really open and have heart-to-heart conversations, that it's really worth making the effort that you're in the relationship right now and that you give it a really serious chance. And I'm going to let Ishani finish this one up.
Okay.
Yeah, this for you is kind of crazy. So when you said that that you think that he's the one,
it's actually a girl. That's my best friend.
There is nothing wrong with that. What I got here is wedding. I got that a wedding's coming up. I got that. What are you having a hard time with accepting?
Oh, that's a pretty broad question.
But there's
what
something.
What was the first thing you
thought
of?
There's a definite. What did you think of when I said that?
Well, the first thing that comes up is we've been talking about starting a business and working together in a partnership.
Okay.
And
that's okay, because I have another card that says creative project. So that's right on the money with that.
And that goes along with, I was waiting for Ishani to throw in his 2 cents before I told you what the last thing I got was, which was that this could definitely be the one. And I love that you mentioned that it's about the business, because another characteristic of twin flame is that they do something together. And it's usually business related, where they're doing something to further themselves and the planet together. So You know, people do this in different ways. Some people do, you know, intuitive businesses together. Some people, you know, make furniture together. So what is it that you guys are planning on doing together?
Well, we've got, we've just been brainstorming. We're kind of in the brainstorming process. We've got a lot of ideas.
Okay.
So having a hard time narrowing it down. But definitely creative.
Okay. All right. With that said, the angels have two things for you. They want, well, there's actually three. There's something going on where they only want you to see love. If you're arguing and you guys are fighting, they only want you to see love. As I said in the beginning, that all I care is about accepting peace. Nothing else matters. I don't care who's wrong or right. At some point, I'm just like, all right, I just want peace. That's all I want.
Don't make me sing again.
Right? So, and then the angels want you to start listening. They've been trying to get your attention. Have you noticed this? Have you felt it?
I've been getting repeating numbers like crazy lately.
Okay.
222, 1111, 333.
You know what,
444,
what they
yeah.
mean?
No.
You don't know what the numbers mean. Okay. So for anyone else who's listening, your homework today is to either get online and look up the numbers, because you can find them online now. Back in a couple years ago, I wasn't able to find the information that I needed, but it's widely available now. So you can either look up the numbers and say the meaning, or probably in your case, since you're starting to see a lot of different ones and they're getting a lot of your attention now, anyone who's seeing these numbers, I want you to download the app or go buy the book by Dorian Virtue, and it's called Angel Numbers 101. And it will give you communication between your angelic team and you will know what they're trying to tell you. So 111 is stay positive and positively manifest, and careful what your thoughts are, and stay focused on only seeing the positive, because what you're thinking about, you're manifesting. So where this is the perfect relationship for you, you could very easily choose to focus on the negative and ruin the entire thing.
Okay. Wait,
you're right.
Man, this thing... I don't know what it is, but I'm going to offer you free coaching, because you have, I'm going to do it. I don't care what you say, Crystal. It's a free road. It's a rough road ahead. But you're on the path. You're completely on the path. So I want you to contact me through my website. Well, actually, contact me through Facebook/MediumIshani, because I want to be there to help you through this. And I'm going to say what this
really
card
beautiful.
Says in front of me. It says, see yourself and others through the eyes of the angels with unconditional love and acceptance. That is powerful. That is very powerful.
So
I try to do that, actually.
Okay.
Try harder.
Yeah.
When you notice it, make the decision quicker. So that's the practice portion. And 222 means that everything in the situation is safe for you and all right for you and everyone around you. So all things are in order and everything is okay.
Yes. I'm very interested in knowing how this is going to turn out. I want you in the book. So please contact me.
Cool. I would love
all right.
to. Tell me how to spell your name one more time.
E-S-H. N-E. So facebook.com/MediumIshani.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Very cool.
All right.
Well, I will definitely get in touch.
All right, thank
There's
you.
Definitely some exciting times ahead, so yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
I would love to collaborate.
All right.
Well,
you
guys, best of luck to you and all that you do, and yeah, many blessings.
Thank
you so much.
Thank you so very much.
Bye.
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 Man, that was energetically off the charts.
Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff going on.
My heart is like beating out of my chest. I'm about to fall on the floor and do flipper for a minute.
All kinds of stuff. And that was a great call to use as an example for what a lot of other people are going to ask about as we keep taking these calls. So that was a good teaching lesson, a great intro, and a lot to learn from that phone call. So I hope everybody took notes. Oh, by the way, I didn't mention that. Please take notes on what's going on with other phone calls, and especially what we say to you. because when you forget what you've gotten in your reading and what the angels want to say to you, you're missing out on the magic of life. When you're not paying attention to the signs, you forget that you're on track. So I want you to know that you are never, ever, ever alone. I don't care if you're sitting on the toilet. I don't care if you're throwing a baby fit. I don't care if you're dancing around in the rain. You are never by yourself. Someone's always watching you. So act as if someone is always watching you.
Yes. With that said, we're going to go to the next caller. And last numbers is 8188. That is in alignment. So let's get the
question. So you're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name's Elizabeth, and I'm calling from Dallas.
Hello, Elizabeth. Talk to us.
That was really a good phone call before because I actually just am coming 2 months out of a broken engagement with a soulmate, which I learned some very, very, very big lessons. And actually the shift, I felt a shift with the blood moon and the full moon this week, which has been good, that I have been processing so much energetic work that I have been exhausted. So I'm just wondering with the lessons that I've learned my lessons with this soulmate, because this person was in my life 20 years ago and came back into my life 2 years ago. And it I always kind of had an apprehension, but I kind of, you know, pushed forward thinking the person I knew 20 years ago wasn't the person that he was now, but he's a sociopath. So lessons learned, but I'm wanting to know when the twin flame's coming. I'm like, okay, I'm ready. I'm ready for the good stuff. I'm ready for the good stuff.
Okay.
So I want to point out a couple things. First, I want to congratulate you on following your intuition. You just saved your own life. Thank you for doing that. And thank you. Thank you for telling others what you did, because it's very, very important for them to understand how quickly you can recover from getting out of that situation and getting ready to move forward and not looking back and thanking for the lessons. So it's really, really important that everybody know you absolutely have a right, and not only is it your right, it is your mission to get that straight and not go through something that seems mediocre or like you're settling or like it's your last chance because you're too old or because your eggs are drying up or whatever story you're telling yourself. None of that's true. The angels will move. They will part oceans to bring to you these things that you're desiring. They don't care how old you are. They don't care how late that you think it is. They don't care if you think it's going to take you another 2 or 3 years to know someone and meet. No. You might meet that person, and 3 weeks later you're married. It might be the next day, and it's going to be awesome. So they will move everything to make this happen for you. So everybody just freaking relax, man.
Oh, man. I am so glad that the callers that are calling in today, I'm very thankful for you. I am energized now. I'm ready to go. I'm on fire. What I feel for you, because I feel for you.
Yeah.
But
it's been a doozy. It's been a lot of lessons. I'm blessed that the person came back in and I learned those lessons, because they were lessons I really needed to learn to move on so that I can have the right one, because I've been accepting less than for my whole life.
Yes,
okay.
No more.
Awesome.
And that's the other point I wanted to make, and I'm glad you brought that back up again. And Spirit does that when I'm missing a point, so thank you for repeating yourself, that people will often get confused and will go do that the second time around because, it was meant to be. They came back, we're together, we had all these similarities, and it didn't work before because of this, or it wasn't the right timing, and now's the right time. Okay, that's for you to check yourself. That's for you to learn a lesson. A soulmate will often reappear in your life and come back and be energetically attached to you. So I'm glad that you saw the lesson and you did that. I cannot be more proud right now.
Yeah,
okay,
I am.
So go ahead.
Oh, thank
too.
You.
I am too.
Thank you.
This is all I'm going to say, and I'm not going to get too deep in it. And I want you to feel in your heart whether or not you're going to be able to attach to it. And if it doesn't feel right, then just blow it off and be prepared to accept your twin flame. But what Spirit is immediately telling me is that because of what just happened, they're going to bring one more soulmate in your life. And this might just be a friend, but they're going to bring a soulmate into your life so you can learn how to trust and love again. That's all they want you to do. And with that said, you don't have to get into another relationship where you learn this. If you can learn how to love and trust again before this other person comes into your life, you can bypass this soulmate and go directly to your twin flame. How does that resonate with you?
It resonates because I've met some people who have just clicked, like you said, and
yes,
understood a lot. I've met this one person who kind of clicks, but, that sounds, definitely on track because, whenever I think I'm done learning and I'm ready for for the end of the rainbow, there's always one
yes.
more lesson.
Oh,
and I just
God.
Thought that I just got through the forest and I thought I was
right.
ready for the one flame. So
there's still a couple more trees.
Yeah, that's what I'm having the feeling. that's usually probably par for course. But this person, it wouldn't be a disastrous, abusive relationship like I just got out of, right? Because
that's not what it's going to be.
This is going to be a lot of chemistry. It's going to be very magnetic, and it's going to be very healing for you in a very positive way. You might even part like besties, that kind of thing. So.
Yeah.
You might even part as besties.
Oh, as besties. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't hear what you said.
So the only thing that they're showing me is that when you guys do part, it will be understanding that, you know what, you live this type of lifestyle and I live this type of lifestyle and we're just not meeting in the middle.
And that's okay.
And it's all right. It's all right to do that.
But you're going
to
enjoy it.
Yes, you will.
Oh, good. Good. I'm ready for that.
All right.
Good.
All right.
That's the right attitude, people. See this?
Yes.
This is a shining example. Everyone, learn from Elizabeth.
Do you think we could use that story in the book?
I think that's important.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Would you like to be a part of our book?
Absolutely. I'll help as much as I can.
All right.
Okay, so if you still decide you want to do that, please contact one of us on Facebook and let us know, and we'll set up a time to chat on the phone or on Skype.
Okay.
That sounds great. Did they give a time frame on this person? Or,
No, it's as fast as you can get through your soulmate relationship. It's as fast as you can recognize that I want love and I'm okay with this. I'm ready for it.
It is moving pretty quickly, so I wouldn't worry about timing too much.
Okay.
Awesome. Whew. Thank you guys so much.
Right.
Such a blessing.
You're
thank
welcome.
You so much.
All right.
Welcome,
thank you.
Elizabeth. Bye.
Man, the energy, I'm feeling good. I don't care about the retrograde right now.
You know what's awesome?
Screw the blood moon. I'm happy.
Ariel has been around us because of our little project we worked on. So she's sending the right people to send the right message to those that we won't be able to get to today. But that's really important. So let's keep moving.
Yes.
4729, you're next. You're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Dejan Williams. I'm calling from Huntsville, Texas.
All right.
Huntsville, what's going on?
Hi, I wanted to know if I was going to be in a romantic relationship anytime soon. Or a soulmate relationship anytime soon.
Okay. I'm thinking, and I feel it, like it's right now. I feel like if you turn the corner, they're going to be right there. I really feel in my heart that if you, I don't know what it is. I don't know if this person's already in your life, but I'm feeling it extremely strong, if you go to the store, I feel like you're going to meet them. This is very powerful for me. So, Crystal, what do you got?
This is definitely a definite chemistry, definite instant connection, past life, someone you've known before that is coming around again. And they're two. It's going to be very nice, very romantic. They're going to ask you, the angels are asking you, to learn to let go of control issues. So there's going to be something that comes up that you're like, oh, man, I don't know, or this seems kind of familiar, or this makes me crazy. Decide whether or not it's really that important to you and get take the time to know this person, because it is worth going through this relationship. And they really want you to just kind of let loose a little bit and enjoy it, because there's definite magnetism here, and it's like right now.
There's something that I get from you, and I don't know what it is, but I'm going to say that you're going direct to a twin flame. I think there's something where spirit is like, we don't have time for you to play games. They want you to go directly into it, and it's very powerful. But before you do that, still check in with yourself.
Yeah.
So that when you get into this twin flame situation, you're not pushing them aside because you're afraid to get into it.
Yes.
That is the only thing that's going to stop you from meeting this person.
Yeah. So the only thing that they want is for you to relax, don't be afraid, and definitely be more playful. They want you to get back to core you. So right now, if you're not sure who this person is, you haven't met them yet, and it's the weekend. This is like, look out, weekend, Tuesday comes. So this is happening like now. And I want you to, after we get off the phone with you, take some time to really think about the things that you used to do when you were a lot younger that really made you happy. Did you dance around in the room? Did you used to, you know, write yourself some little raps or do some stupid poems? Or
I got to be stupid.
Because they're always stupid. At first, the first draft anyway. And then, maybe you used to do cartwheels. Go outside and do cartwheels, not if you're going to hurt yourself. But do things like that. Things that you used to do that made you, like, let loose and relax a little bit, not feel so adult and so,
yeah,
I have to do this now. No, you don't have to do that. Have fun. So this is going to help you maintain, meet, and keep this person. That's it. You're on your way.
It's happening, my friend. You're in for it.
It's going down.
Yes, it is.
Can you see any visual features?
All right.
We're excited, man. This is good stuff.
Wait, so do you see any physical features of her? Or?
Nope. I'm not going to do that to you.
Yeah. That's something that spirit does sometimes when they know that you can handle it, and sometimes it's not enjoying the magic of the meeting, and spirit really, really gets off on that. They love it. They love when you go, oh, my God, I think this is it, and you get all butterflies and crazy and unsure. That's what they want for you. That's part of you being playful.
Yeah.
For some reason, spirit is like, yeah, he's pretty much open. He's pretty much cool with the hot-looking chicken, so we're going to give him that. So we're ready for that. All right?
All right.
All right. So thank you for calling.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
So,
man, what is that about?
That's a good reminder for people to look with your heart, not with your eyes. You will not get fugly.
Well, what if they want fugly?
If you want fugly, you'll get that. Maybe you're one of those
people. You're a fugly hater.
You're a little insecure, and you want someone who's a little fugly, so no one wants them.
Oh my!
Someone's
God.
Always going to want them. Just
right?
Keep them nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So yeah, that's the key, is look with the right way. Look with true intention. Don't look with, I don't know, their butt's kind of saggy. They can work on their butt. Don't worry about it.
Mm.
All right.
Out of left field.
Let's take
But before we go to that, I want you, remember, it is okay for you to have a list. It's perfectly fine for you to have a list and let the angels know, this is what I want. This is what I'm really willing to settle for. This is what I don't want. And I believe in your contract before you came back to this planet, before you entered into this realm, you made that contract with one another. So way back when you guys were first created, you came in together with these wants and desires. So it's predetermined.
Yes, and what I want right now is to talk to 7634. So you're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Faye Stacy, calling from Florida.
Hello, Stacy. Talk to us.
Hello.
So what do you want to know?
Well, I want to know about the twin flame. Have I met that person? Well, I know I have not. I would have known.
I like that.
I
want to
know when I'm going to meet that twin flame.
I like her directness.
Yes, I do.
This also is a sign for me that there might be some impatience.
Yeah,
there
but is
just
a little
saying,
impatience.
Just saying.
Man, I...
Okay, so the first thing that's coming up for me is I wanted to ask you, are you out there at all? Are you putting yourself out there?
No, I have
okay.
not. Okay,
they're
be
calling
honest,
you
no.
out. They are totally calling you out. They're like, how the hell you want us to drop Prince Charming through the ceiling of your bedroom if you will not put on some jeans and go outside?
Well, I got to be jeans. Maybe she wants a skirt.
Whatever. Whatever. Johnny's list of wants and desires, apparently. So,
and how do you know they won't fall through the roof? Maybe it's somebody working on her ceiling.
They
know.
Want you to get out there. They want you to be flirtatious. Go have fun. Know that you deserve love. Make a little bit of effort. They're like wanting you to meet them halfway. And then when you get it, give it a chance.
Yeah, definitely give
okay.
it a chance. For some reason, I want to point out that we're coming to the end of Year of the Horse. And with this Mercury retrograde, the blood moon, for some reason, things have ramped up and it's speeding along. So they're telling me that you're going to have two soulmate relationships. Now, this doesn't mean that you're going to get into a long-term relationship with someone. But, again, there's going to be two people that definitely come into your life and show you around a little bit. So when you get into that twin flame, you're going to be eased into it and you're going to be more comfortable with doing that.
Okay.
Anything else?
No, that's pretty much it right there.
Okay, so they want you to make a decision. Get your butt out there and get seen because they're bringing it to you.
Mm-hmm.
And the quicker you get out there, the sooner you'll meet these people. You'll get through the lesson. You'll have a good time. It's time for you to have some fun. You need love. You're a lovable person. I can feel it. I want to squeeze you right now.
I want to give you a little bit of direction. Were you thinking about taking a class or something or going in a certain type of group?
I was thinking about going to school, going back
okay,
to school.
That's, bam, that's where you're going to meet him. Go. Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun.
She's like getting educated on love. There's
yes.
no price for that. Go pay that tuition.
Yeah, go pay it. Sign up.
Okay.
All right.
All right, thank you.
You are so
welcome.
Stacey.
Bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
I love that. Love it.
Man, love these people. They're energizing me. I'm revved up.
Okay, so we're going to take, I think we have time for one more.
No, we got time for the rest of them. All right, maybe.
So we're going to go to, where am I at? Where'd you go? Did you just fall off my
was
list?
Was it 5932?
Oh, I know you did not get hang up.
Was it 5932?
Yeah, they're next in line because we lost someone. How unfortunate. Hold on.
No, it's not. It's divine timing.
No, well, yes, of course it's divine timing, but I just want to make sure that they didn't call back in.
See, here we go. We're arguing again.
Let me check. Shut it. Okay, no. They dropped off, so wah, wah. Maybe we answered their question already through someone else.
Yes, we did.
So, okay. There we go. 5932. You're the winner, winner, winner. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Vanessa and I'm calling from Florida. I'm kind of new to the whole twin flame concept, and I definitely believe in soulmates and I feel like I've met my soulmate. But with twin flame being new, I was just curious if they're possibly a twin flame.
There's always a twin flame.
Are you in a relationship right now?
No.
Did you just come out of one?
No. Mm-mm. But I was dating someone for a little bit, but.
Okay. They're showing me that in this lifetime, you're going to have that soulmate that's 99.9%. And this person is going to be a great part of your life, and they're going to help you through this lifetime. Your twin flame is on the other side. How strong do you feel your guardian angel?
I would say I feel her pretty strongly.
Okay. The reason why you feel that is because that's your twin flame. Your twin flame is helping you through this lifetime.
You also have Archangel Jophiel with you, very, very tightly working by your side. And Jophiel is around to help keep you and let you know that you're on the right path. And they want you to remain very happy. They want you to stay focused on joy and to make positive, forward-looking, long-term plans. And this is going to help with the manifestation, and so that you feel more sure and that you know that the things that are coming to you are exactly meant for you. So you're totally covered. You're totally protected. You're guided all the way. You're more tightly connected than a lot of people are. So as long as you keep paying attention, you're not going to make a wrong move. And this is just confirmation, probably the last thing you needed to hear in order for you to know. Although we always have doubts as human beings. When you really sit down, get quiet, and connect, you'll know that you're perfectly on track. And so they really just want you to stay balanced and that know that everything is going to change, that the difficult situation is going to be done, things are going to change. You might even be going on a little trip and just kind of like honeymoon type stage where it's going to be very different for you and you're going to really enjoy that.
But the angels want you to open your heart to love.
Okay. Thank you
so
much.
To free yourself. Let your heart flutter and run them up. Go crazy. Have fun.
Yes.
Thank you so much. God bless.
Yep. All right.
Welcome.
God bless you too.
Bye.
All right. Man, what a wonderful show. So I have been feeling the energy, and I am so proud that these people are going to contact us, and they're going to be on our book. And look forward to our twin flame soulmate oracle cards.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be out on the market right away. So you can, like, either after today or tomorrow, you can get on Amazon and do the pre-sale, and you can pre-order everything. So we have a lot of callers on the line right now. And what we want to do is Spirit wants you to wait and hold your question. They want you to think about what you're going through. They want you to think about how this show resonated with you. And you can call back on Monday, and we are very open to answering all of your questions.
Yeah, so I've made a note of the phone numbers that are called in, or at least, you know, the last four numbers. And if I see you, I will grab you first in the queue. So there's encouragement if you want to follow through and do something for yourself. Also, we're going to be talking on Monday about not sweating the small stuff. So this is going to help clear out some of the clutter and help you get back on the twin flame path. So if you guys want to call back in on Monday, we'll be back here at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Tell your friends, have them get some readings, and can't wait to talk to you guys again and help some more people, because this is great energy here. And if you called today and you heard this message, there's a reason for it.
So. On my website, I have created a meditation that helps you meet your spirit guide, the person that's going to help you through this lifetime, and either your spirit guide or your guardian angel. So if you go to my website, www.mediumishani, Ishani is spelled E-S-H-N-E, and if you go to the top left side, you can download my meditation, and this is going to help you meet your spirit guide.
And I also have a free tool on my website, comfysoul.com, and it's an Angels in Your Pocket freebie, and you can download it and keep it in your purse or wallet. And it teaches you how to pray to God and ask the angels in a positive, forward-manifesting way how to speak with the archangels, call on them by name, call on them by task, whatever your purpose is that you're looking for, and have them help you and work with you at your side, just like Melissa had Archangel Jophiel with her. So you can go to comfysoul.com and download that there for free.
Okay. I want to thank you, Archangel Michael, for being here with us. I want to ask that you come in and cut the cords of energy so all the energy that our listeners have attached to us be returned to them, and all the energy that we have spent be returned to us. Thank you, Archangel Michael. Thank you for cutting the cords of energy and your ongoing protection. So go your way with blessings and know you are loved. Stay in the love and light. Stay in the love and light. Be a light, not a judge. Be a model, not a judge. Live life with love and light, and only be around those of love and light. And may you have an abundance of love and light to share. And so it is.
Amen.
Namaste.